the Fox News alert. It's unconstitutional. I'm Lee Silasara. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that President Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt must be vacated. District Judge Mark Pittman, who was appointed by former President Trump, ruled in favor of the Job Creators Network Foundation, which sued on behalf of two borrowers. New figures on inflation released today showing it rose slower than expected.
The latest reading on inflation indicates it rose at a slower pace in October. The consumer price index for the year ending in October was up 7.7%. Economists were expecting an 8% increase. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose at a 6.3% pace. Month over month, CPI was up 0.4%, less than forecast. Core CPI also rose less than expected, 0.3%. Though inflation is still high, the report appears to confirm that the Fed's aggressive inflation fighting with higher interest rates is continuing to bring inflation down from the peak in June. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Nicole, now a tropical storm sent multiple homes in Florida into the Atlantic Ocean after making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane earlier today.
One of the big impacts that it made here was erosion. The sand stripped from underneath this boardwalk as part of it actually has broken up along with some of the road, making its mark here in Vero Beach. This storm also made history as the second hurricane to hit the east coast of Florida in November since 1935. Nicole is currently a tropical storm with winds at 45 miles per hour. The eye near the Big Bend of Florida, but its impact still reaching up to North Carolina and as far south as the Florida Keys.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Vero Beach. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
At the climate summit in Egypt, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused some GOP lawmakers of still thinking climate change is a hoax.
It's clear some Democrats fear Republicans taking control of Congress would stunt plans to combat climate change. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience it's already been hard to get some representatives to take the issue seriously.
We have to get over that. I place my confidence in their children, who hopefully will teach their parents that this is urgent.
Speaker Pelosi also bemoaned the fact that even though two planes were chartered to take legislators to the summit, very few wanted to come. President Joe Biden joins other world leaders at the event on Friday. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A large section of the space shuttle Challenger has been found buried in sand at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean more than 30 years after it exploded, killing all seven crew members. Divers for a TV documentary first spotted the piece in March while looking for wreckage of a World War II plane. NASA verified through video a few months ago that the piece was part of the shuttle that broke apart shortly after liftoff on January 28, 1986. There's a General Motors recall over faulty running lights.
General Motors is recalling nearly 340,000 big SUVs in the U.S. because their daytime running lights may not shut off when the regular headlights are turned on. The recall covers 2021 Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans and some GMC Yukons and Cadillac Escalades. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says having both lights on at the same time could cause glare for oncoming drivers, increasing the risk of a crash. Though GM says there are no reports of crashes or injuries, that owners can expect a free software update as notifications begin going out next month.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.